Let's try to imagine what it was like in that light rail car last Friday when this white supremacist Jeremy Christian, who's been charged with murder, began screaming at two women, one obviously a practicing Muslim. People stepped forward to intervene. The shock of the community became a national story, and the grief afterward a symbol of Portland's sense of itself as a community of tolerance.
It was beautiful to see after the event on Saturday, there were two vigils that were held in Portland, and the diversity of people from a variety of ethnic, racial, and religious backgrounds that came to these vigils.
That's Reed College Professor of Religion and Humanities, Cambiz Ganabisiri, who taught one of the heroic intervening victims. Lisa Bates is an Associate Professor of Urban Studies and Planning at Portland State University. She says, without being a contrarian, that the notion of Oregon as some diversity utopia is markedly at odds with the state's history.
Oregon was founded by white settlers who obviously pushed aside indigenous native folks who lived here, but they also founded this state explicitly to exclude people of color, and particularly black people. We know that Oregon came into the Union as a free state, banning slavery. It also excluded black people from living in the state. There's also been a history of exclusion and expulsion of Chinese immigrants during waves of anti-Chinese sentiment. And Portland in the mid and late 80s was known for skinhead activity and white supremacist gangs in the city.
The same could be said of Idaho, which is the center of the white supremacist movement, and the West is in general associated with a kind of strong nativist view that is all over the West, not simply in Oregon. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I think that is right. What I see as a Portland resident is that a lot of people here in the city see that as happening in a different kind of place, that Portland is just culturally completely different and separate from that rural Oregon right wing or even a neo-Nazi sentiment that may exist there. And in fact, practices of exclusion and expulsion of people of color have been deeply rooted in the history of this city itself.
How would you say this white supremacist history bears onto Muslims?
Here in Portland, the Muslim community is very diverse. And there are many Black Muslims here who come from Somalia or other countries. So there's this compounding effect of racism, anti-Islam, the travel ban, conversation, anti-terrorism activity that's been targeting the community for quite some time.
In the 1920s, political leaders in Oregon were explicitly supported by the Klan, which had a large number of members in the state of Oregon. And there are historians who have described the founding of the state of Oregon as an attempt to create a white racial utopia in the Pacific Northwest. Does that have echoes today?
Well, it certainly has a long tail. I think one of our challenges in America is understanding how deeper history continues to manifest into the present. And yes, that's right. So in the 1920s, the Klan was very active in Oregon. There has been, you know, waves of anti-immigrant sentiment against Asians, against Ethiopians, including a very violent murder in the late 80s of an Ethiopian man, Mulugetu Sara. The Portland police have been intertwined with white supremacy for a long time, continue to be very resistant to institutional change that has to do with racism. There's a history of housing discrimination, of urban renewal practices that have really dismantled and dispossessed the Black community here. So these longer histories have continued to manifest into the present in ways that I think that people here would prefer to layer over with kind of denial and amnesia. And combined with these, you know, many thousands of people who are moving here from other parts of this country, the majority of whom are white and don't know this history and may not be particularly interested in uncovering it in their new home.
Lisa Bates is Associate Professor of Urban Studies and Planning at Portland State University. Thanks so much, Professor.
Thank you.